Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47. It reads, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbour and hate your enemy,' but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?" We're coming towards the end of chapter 5 here, and it's all about, this whole chapter, how we treat other people. And what is the guiding principle? I would say it's love. Love is the pinnacle of the sayings and the commands of this chapter, because love is what God is all about. And love, therefore, is also what should motivate us. In this passage we've just read, when Jesus refers to hate your enemy, he's not quoting an Old Testament command. The instruction to love your neighbour is there, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Perhaps some people took it to mean love only your neighbours and by implication to hate your enemies. And maybe God's treatment of some of Israel's enemies might have induced them to conclude that they were to be hated. This, however, is a very selective reading of the Old Testament, since there are many other places where God speaks kindly and with hope for the nations that opposed his people. Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 60, and many other passages. We know that the issue of who is my neighbour was a live one in the time of Jesus. Witness the question he is asked in Luke 10. A man wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" And of course Jesus tells the famous parable that shocked his hearers, but perfectly illustrates the teaching of this passage. The story of the Samaritan. Jesus prayed for his enemies, even on the cross. In Luke 23, verse 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." God loves his enemies. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, his followers must have the same character. God's enemies are valuable to him, so they should be to his followers. If we are persecuted because of righteousness, we are connecting with the prophets. But to love and pray for the people who persecute us is to connect with the character of God. And why does Jesus use tax collectors as an example in this passage? Well, even though tax collectors are so reviled, they still had friends, even if it was only other tax collectors. Jesus deliberately uses them as an example of the very people that his hearers would have had a hard time loving. Who are the hardest people to love in your life? Take a moment right now to pray for them, and then make a plan to show them the love of Christ. Well, next time we'll look at the final phrase of Matthew chapter 5 and finish off this amazing passage of Scripture. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.